From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he does not think that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowing to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters saying he will make sure any agreements with North Korea works for everyone.
It's certainly something that I hope I can do for the world. This is beyond the United States. This is a world problem, and it's something that I hope I'm able to do for the world.
Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in held an inter-Korean summit Friday, the first such meeting in 10 years. In the coming weeks, President Trump and Kim Jong-un are scheduled to meet. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia Saturday on the first stop on a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. Pompeo is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policies towards Iran. He says no decision has been made on whether President Donald Trump will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing. Pompeo said he had discussed the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, with his NATO counterparts. A suicide bomber attacked a tea restaurant in central Somalia Saturday, killing at least four Somali government soldiers, also wounding six others. That attack happened on the northern side of the town controlled by the Puntland Semi-Autonomous Region. No one claimed the immediate responsibility for the attack, but it had the hallmarks of an al-Shabaab strike. The militant group has attacked dozens of government buildings, hotels, and more. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has abandoned plans to appoint a new ambassador to Australia, and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong says the Islamic State still poses very threats, real threats, to the ASEAN region.
ISIS continues to propagate its ideology and to foment trouble in Southeast Asia, despite having been defeated militarily in the Middle East.
The comment came during an opening address at a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Singapore. Lee also warned that the region's embrace of technology also makes it especially vulnerable. In another matter, Lee said the summit agreed to encourage Myanmar and Bangladesh to return refugees to their homes in a safe, secure, and dignified way without undue delay. ASEAN is a regional group that promotes economic, political, and security cooperation among its 10 members. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has slammed the Taliban for pushing ahead with its so-called annual spring offensive, despite his most generous offer of peace talks. The Taliban Wednesday unleashed its new military campaign that led to scores of coordinated guerrilla-style raids and bombings against Afghan security forces. A Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in the early morning Saturday near an Afghan army base in southern Helmand province, killing at least six people, wounding many more. The Trump administration abandoned plans to appoint a new ambassador to Australia. Phil Mercer reports many Australians do not trust the president and view this as a snub.
The last permanent U.S. ambassador to Canberra was John Berry, who left the post in 2016. The Trump administration had planned to nominate Admiral Harry Harris from the U.S. Pacific Command as the next United States ambassador to Australia. That decision has been reversed, and Admiral Harris, a high-ranking Japanese-American naval officer, will instead become Washington's envoy in South Korea. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says President Trump is in danger of taking Australia, a long-standing ally, for granted.
I think the bottom line is the administration's decided that South Korea demonstrably is strategically more important, given what's happening with the inter-Korean summit. And you can understand that reasoning. But for Australia, I think it does indicate, at least from the view of the Trump administration, we are seen as something as a second-rate ally.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Britain's Interior Minister Amber Rudd has resisted the calls to quit, apologizing for not being aware of the use of migrant removal targets in her department and vowing to implement fair and humane immigration policy. The political controversy surrounding one of Prime Minister Theresa May's closest allies coincides with Britain entering crucial negotiations on a future trade deal with the European Union. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.